shining crown. Someday I'll keep holding on, hold to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up, no, I'll keep. Oh, you're pressing on and I'm, oh, I'm not giving up. I'm not turning round. By the grace of God, I'm gonna wear that shining crown. Someday I'll keep holding on, hold to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up, no, I'll keep holding on. Let's sing it one more time. I'm not giving up. Oh, I'm not turning round. By the grace of God, I'm gonna wear that shining crown. Someday I'll keep holding on, hold to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep holding.
Of praise tonight. Amen. I trust you're not giving up. Amen. Still holding on tonight. Amen. Welcome to the house of the Lord this evening. Those that are here live, those that are streaming as well, just welcome to the service. Pray that it be a blessing to you tonight. Amen. Let's sing that song. Let the worshipers arise. Let's sing that tonight before we go into the request and prayer this evening. Oh, let the worshipers arise. Oh, let the sons and the daughters sing. Oh, I'm surrendering my all. Oh, I surrender to the King. Oh, let the worshipers arise. Sons and the daughters sing. Oh, I'm surrendering my all. Oh, I surrender to the King. Oh, Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand, and I want to be standing by your side, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer, this is my plea. Let the worshipers rise. Oh, let the sons and the daughters sing.
The saints in every nation are awakening to sing. From our hearts it comes an anthem. Oh, hear our praises ring. This is a song to the King.
Let the worshipers arise.
Let the sons and the daughters sing.
Surrender to the King.
Oh, let the worship. surrender to.
Oh, let's sing to Him one more time tonight.
Oh, let the worshipers arise.
Oh,
let the sons and the daughters sing.
Oh,
I'm surrendering. Surrender to the King.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can be seated tonight as we go over the request. Just a few of them tonight. This is from Sister Martha Ann. Please continue to pray for my brother Lucky Hutto. As Thursday he's scheduled for iron infusion. And Friday, a bronchoscopy. I hope I pronounced that right. To see if a spot on his lung is cancerous, along with the other cancer in his body. It says once these are determined, he'll begin chemo and radiation. It said that they're new converts, and him and his wife both. So if we would just remember them in prayer this evening. This was emailed in. Keziah Charles said, please pray for me. Been diagnosed with preeclampsia, seeking God for a miracle to be out of the hospital and back in the house of the Lord. From St. Lucia, services have been a blessing to them, so we certainly want to lift that need up before the Lord tonight. Sister Elaine Dobbs from Indiana called, request prayer for her aunt, who's very close to her. Her name is Martha, I believe it's been for. She's contacted COVID. Please keep her in prayer. She's in her 80s and experiencing low oxygen levels. So we certainly want to lift that need up before the Lord tonight. Also, another email request. Please pray for the family of Gus Hillman. Passed away suddenly, July the 12th. Was a coach to a youth club for years. A lot of kids and parents and family missing him right now. So we want to remember that family in our prayers in that community. Also, want to please pray for Brother Jeremy Asher's uncle, Joe. The doctors give him about a week to live. Also, please pray for Brother Mac. Said he hurt himself working on a lawnmower, so we certainly want to lift Brother Mac up before the Lord tonight in prayer. Amen. How many has a need upon your heart tonight? Amen. If it's just a nothing else, closer walk with the Lord is our desire tonight. Brother David, would you come take the request for us tonight before the Lord? Amen. Let's just stand to our feet.
Let's just bow our heads. Lord Jesus, we just are so thankful, Lord, to be here tonight. Lord, we just want to bring our full attention to this service, dedicate every part of it to you. Lord, let us put all our thoughts aside, all the cares of this life, because you have something for us tonight, Lord. And I've come, personally, I've come seeking whatever that is. I want to receive it tonight, Lord. Lord, we just bring these prayer requests before you. And Lord, we're so thankful that we have you to come to when these trials come our way. And Lord, we just ask that you would move for every one of them, Lord. You're able and you've actually already performed it, Lord. We're just looking for the manifestation of it. So, Lord, we just thank you and we ask you to bless the service. Move among us, Lord. Be welcome here. We ask all these things in your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Let's sing this old song tonight. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Amen. No matter what comes in our life, we know it's ordained of the Lord. Steps of the righteous man ordained of the Lord. So we just thank Him for what He sends our way, whether it be a trial or a blessing. It's for our good. Sometimes we don't realize that when somebody pulls out in front of us, but we have to pray through. Amen. Let's worship the Lord tonight.
Oh, through it all, oh, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, and I've learned to
trust in God.
than my God could do.
Harry doesn't know it, but he's singing a special for us tonight. You can be seated.
If you can pull up, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. How many knows you can't walk without him holding your hand? If you can't say amen to that, you ain't walked with him long enough, because you'll find out you can't walk without him holding your hand. I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Oh Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The
that's where I've learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's just stand on our feet tonight. Let's sing that song, Holy, Holy, You Are Holy. You are holy. That one. Amen. Let's sing that tonight as Brother Daryl comes. Amen. Brings the word of the Lord for us. Amen. I trust you come expecting, come believing. Amen. Just pull upon the gift. Let the Lord speak to your hearts. For you are holy.
That we have this evening. Amen. What a holy God that we serve this evening. Amen. Not a God that we fashion with our hands, or a God of our imagination that lets us do what we want to do. So we've got this God that allows us to live we want to live, but we have a holy God who give us a word to live by in this hour, and said, if you keep my words, you'll please me. Amen. And then he gave us an understanding that if we please him like Enoch pleased him, then he'll take us home with him one day without seeing death or just a change of our bodies. That's the holy God that we serve tonight, who's given us his word for this hour. Amen. Not the word Luther had the word for his day, and Wesley had the word for their day, but this is our day and our hour, and the word that's been given to us, that we would prove to our generation that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He's not lost his ability to heal. He's not lost his ability to deliver. He's not lost his ability to stop pandemics. He's a holy God, an awesome God, an unchanging God, an unshakable God, an unstoppable God. And he's our God tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That ought to make us shout tonight. Amen. That's the God that we serve tonight. What a privilege it is to serve the living God. Amen. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And count it an honor to be able to speak to a crowd at Happy Valley. It's been the first time for me since January, I suppose, but it's certainly good to see faces in the building tonight. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of St. John. We want to read from St. John chapter 11, starting at verse 17. Just a simple little thought tonight, but it's really the only kind that we can preach, but we trust it to be a blessing to you. Amen. It's just, I like to brag about Jesus. I like to brag about Him. Amen. We just certainly know what He's able to do at any time, at any moment. Amen. He's able to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. St. John chapter 11, verse 17. Do you love Him?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible says this. Then when Jesus came, He found that He had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother, of course, Lazarus. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met Him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if Thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, amen, that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Yeah. Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Amen. I like those words of confidence, don't you? Thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto Him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Then Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?
Amen.
Believest thou this? Amen. Let us bow our heads. I want to speak to you for just a few minutes on verse 20 there, where it said, Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met Him. But Mary sat still in the house. I want to speak to you for a few minutes on go meet Jesus.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow in Your presence this evening, Lord, how our hearts were stirred with the songs of worship this evening, God. As we were sitting in the study, Lord, and the tears in our eyes as we listened to the songs that were sung, Lord. For God, it gives us understanding in difficult times that Thou art God. And Lord, that no matter how dark it would be or how great the storms would be, it does not hinder You, Lord. Oh, Father, we look to You tonight, knowing, God, that Thou art the all-sufficient One for every need that we would have. And Lord, we pray tonight for those that are gathered here and those that are streaming at home, Lord, and over in France and South Africa and different places, Lord, that are streaming these services, knowing, Lord, that You're the same, Lord God, in Africa as You are in Germany, as You are in France, as You are in Tennessee. And Lord, knowing that miles and distances and separations does not hinder the moving of the Holy Spirit. So Lord, we look to You tonight to move through this congregation, even out on the airways, Lord, and through the internet wires or wherever Your children would be gathered, and may the Holy Ghost minister to every need. For Lord, knowing that there's no need greater than You. So, Father God, tonight we pray, Lord, that Your Spirit would come in, dear God, for we know that where You are, there is liberty, dear God. And may we look to You, Father God, and worship You, for Thou art worthy of worship tonight. And Lord, may the anointing not just be in the pulpit, but may it be in every home and in every pew, Lord, that when the service comes to the close, that we can say, no matter where we're gathered at tonight, did not our hearts burn within us as He walked with us along the way? Lord, bless Brother Donnie, dear God. Bless his ministry, Lord. We just love and appreciate him so much, Lord. Bless our little church here, Father, and your bride around the world tonight as we give these things into your hands for your glory. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And the bride says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated. Amen. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, she went out and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. You know, I believe that these two sisters represented in the scripture, that they represent everyone that is in this building tonight. I believe they represent everybody that's streaming at home tonight. I believe they're representing anybody, no matter where they are associated tonight in the world, that would listen to this message, that this scripture reading of these two sisters speaks for every one of us this evening. For I believe the way that I see it tonight, that we can do one or two things. We could do like Martha, that when she heard that Jesus was coming, she got up and went out to meet him, or we can be like Mary, who sat still in the house. Now, we're going to do one or the other tonight. We're either going to get up and go meet him, or we're just going to sit still in the house. But you see, Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be in their midst, he said. Amen. So we look tonight, then what did we come to find? What did you come to find? Maybe some people tonight, they come to find fault. Maybe some people come tonight to church, they come to sleep. I don't know what you come to do. I don't know what somebody else came to do tonight. But I believe that when Jesus comes, he comes for a direct purpose. Amen. When he comes in his power. He comes in the power of his resurrection. When he comes, he brings healing. He comes in the form of his word. He pours out the Holy Ghost. He comes to fulfill. Fulfill every promise of the word that he's given to the believers tonight. When Jesus comes, he brings deliverance. When Jesus comes, he brings healing tonight. When he comes, he brings forgiveness. He brings joy unspeakable and full of glory. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. When Jesus comes, he tears Satan's kingdoms down. Amen. Amen. When he comes like that, we can either get up and go meet him, or we can sit still in the house. But I say to you tonight, let's not sit still. He's here. His word says he's here.
Amen.
Well, I don't feel him. He never said, did you feel it? He said, do you believe it? Amen. He's here. The word says he's here. Then let's get up and go out and possess what belongs to us. This is our day. This is our hour. This is our time to shine. When we're standing in the light of the word of God for our day, the promises of God's word for the believer belong to us. The final generation. The last church age. The consummation, hallelujah, of the seven, of the six previous church ages, all consummated up in this seventh age. What Luther had, plus Wesley, plus Pentecost. We're the fullness of the age, amen. Amen. Belongs to us. This Bible, the promises of this Bible to the believer belong to us. They're not in Jesus' hand. They're in our head. He's gave them to us. Well, someday, I say today, why not now? Why not tonight? Why not us? Amen. Like the sister that went to the communist country, you know, they had to have secret church. They wasn't allowed to have church. And so they had a certain bread place that they, and the guy was a believer, and he baked a certain kind of bread. So the word would get out that you'd go in and ask for a certain kind of bread. And he'd give you the bread, and you go home and you break the bread. And in the broken bread was a revelation of where the church was meeting. And so she found out where the church was meeting. And she was on her way to church. And she ran into a soldier with a rifle. And he said, where are you going? She said, my brother died. And I'm going for the reading of the will.
Amen.
You know the story. And she goes to church. And they sing songs like we heard tonight. And the people worshiped. And the people shouted. And she danced in the spirit. And they had communion, foot washing. Amen. Oh, somebody was healed. Somebody was saved. Somebody got the Holy Ghost. Oh, they just had church. A message went forth and somebody interpreted. And on the way home, she was singing, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. And then she began to sing, the Holy Ghost is mine. Joy is mine. Healing is mine. She was just singing and worshiping God. And she ran into the same soldier. And he said, hey, what did your brother leave you? She said, oh, he left me everything. And I want you to know tonight, our Father, He has given us everything. Everything. Oh, hallelujah. Everything we have needed for the rapture. He's given us. Rapturing faith lays in the message of the hour. Don't you see why Satan attacks the message? Why attacks the messenger? This is our hour. This is the vitamins we're feeding on that'll bring our body change. Oh, my. He's left me everything. He's left me everything. Every redemptive blessing belongs to the believer. Then let the devil rob you of none of it. So let me tell you something. He cometh for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He will rob you blind if you let him. Huh? That's right. We got a coon been showing up on the back porch. Been robbing our cat blind of its cat food. A little bandit come up there eating the cat food. And we sitting right there at the door. And he just raised up and looked right at you and just eat. But we was watching him the other night. And Allison and Mark was over at the house. We was there watching him at the door. And I think it was Allie. She just went out and just banged her. They opened the door and said boo or something like that. And they no sooner spoke, he took off like a... he took off like I don't know what. And that's the way the devil is, friends. You just need to tell him boo, devil. You just need... Come on, somebody. You just need to quote to him. You just need to tell him who you are and where you come from and where you're going. And tell him, I'm not the one leaving. I'm not the one fleeing. But the Bible said you must flee from me. Amen. Amen. Let the devil rob us of none of them. Amen. I say, let's get up tonight. Let's go meet Jesus. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Well, you know, we're under quarantine and we have to wear a mask. And I don't know if we can relax. Let's just relax tonight in the Holy Spirit. Let's just have church tonight. Come on. Let's just worship God tonight. Don't worry about a mask. Don't worry about social distancing. He'll take care of all that. Let's just worship God tonight. He's the answer to every problem that's in this building tonight. Well, I'm sick. Then get up and go meet Jesus. I'm discouraged tonight. Then get up and go meet Jesus. You see, all Mary knew was death had come to her house. Sorrow had come to her house. Fear had come to her house. But Martha caught a revelation that caused her to get up. And if you can catch a revelation tonight, no matter what you're facing, you can get up too. Hallelujah. Amen. See, in our Bible story, death had struck the home of Mary and Martha. No doubt they thought, how could this happen to us? Jesus, He's our friend. He slept in our spare room. He sat at our table. We're message believers. We've left everything to follow Him. How could sorrow come to us? How could the doctor's report be so bad? Where is people? Where is people, Brother Jade? He loves us. He predestinated us. He wrote our name in His book before there was a star. Amen. Where is people? We should never have trials. We should never have troubles. Every day should just be blue skies, as blue as my shirt. Every day should just be a smooth sailing day. It should all be just a message picnic. Oh my. Those are such wonderful thoughts. But the problem is, as I've said it before, and let me say it again tonight, Jesus never promised us that. Matter of fact, the prophet said, we're not on a picnic. We are in a battle. God don't need Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and Cub Scouts. God's looking for soldiers. He never said we wouldn't cry. He never said we wouldn't have sorrow. He never said we wouldn't suffer. He never said we wouldn't get sick. He never promised smooth sailing. He never said there wouldn't be storms. He never said any of that. But he did say, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Then the darkest trial, the deepest trial, the greatest hurricane five storm of my life, he's in my ship because he said he would be. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes God allows things to come into our lives so that he can come to us and show us just how great he is. God said, you've sung about an awesome God. Our God is awesome. You've sung about an awesome God, but now I'm going to let you experience an awesome God. Be more than a song. I need more than a song, though I'm thankful for songs. But I need a reality. I need an experience. I told the young people in Kentucky over the weekend, the reason so many walk away from the message is they never had an experience. If you had an experience, you don't need a cloud to vindicate it. Amen. Amen. You serve him from your head or from your heart? I don't serve God from my head. I'm not smart enough to serve God from my head. But I do serve him from the heart. I don't see God with the eyes of my head. I see God from the eyes of my heart. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes God allows these things to come into our lives to show us how great he is. You may have a great cancer. You may have a great trial. You may have a great problem. But our God is greater. Listen to me. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not taking light of your suffering. We have real tears. God knows. We have real tears. I have laid in the floor of my house and called Brother Donnie with tears running out of my eyes because I was hurting so bad. I couldn't stand it. We have real tears. Our suffering is real. Our pain is real. I know what it's like to lay your head on a steering wheel because you hurt so bad. And you're still 5 hours from home. And you got to get out and get gas. It hurts. It's real pain, real trials. Real fear, real hurt, real pain. I'm not belittling that. I understand that. I've been there. I've buried loved ones. I've heard bad news. I've heard the doctor look at me and shake his head. I know what that feels like. I'm not belittling that at all. But I'm just telling you that no matter how great it is, our God is greater. He's greater, amen. When the doctor said, he told me, your daughter can't live. She's hurt too bad to live. If she does live, she'll be nothing but a vegetable. I heard the doctor say that, but I heard my God say, your daughter shall live, amen. Who was right, the doctor or God? God was right, amen. He's always right. Amen. Amen. A real God who's bigger than all of that. Mary and Martha, in this great time of sorrow, in this great time of need, it was their darkest hour. Think of it, Mary and Martha, two girls left alone in the world. Their mother and father gone. And now Lazarus, no doubt, he made the money, he paid the bills, he took care of them, he watched over them. Now Lazarus, their support, their comfort, their security, everything was gone. They were left alone in the world. Just them two girls, their brother was gone. They sat in sackcloth and black veils and weeping and mourning over the loss of a brother in their very darkest hour. But that's when Jesus always shows up. That's just the way He does it. It may be your darkest hour right now, but Jesus comes alone just at the darkest hour. It was the darkest hour the woman with the blood issue had ever seen. 12 years of bleeding, and when she spent all of her money, then the doctor said, "We can't help you. There's no cure." It was her darkest hour, but at that darkest hour, a boat came into the shore, and the healer stepped out, and when she touched him, the bleeding stopped. Amen. It was the darkest hour that Jairus had ever seen. His little daughter lay dead. But in that darkest hour, when the mourners were wailing and weeping, then Jesus goes up at his house. Darkest hour Peter and the apostles had ever seen out on the sea. It looked like surely they would drown that night when 10,000 demons swore they would drown them. And the oars were broken, the sails were torn, and the boat was full of water. It was at that time that Jesus come walking on the water. It was the darkest hour that Martha had ever seen. She got the word. It was at that dark hour that she got the word that Jesus had come. And when she heard those words, "He's here," then Martha realized the answer to her sorrow, the answer to her darkness, the answer to her fear, the answer to COVID-19, the answer was Jesus. She realized God had a way provided, and Jesus was the answer for everything she was going through. He was the answer then. He's the answer now. And if there's a tomorrow, He will be the answer tomorrow. And when she got word that Jesus had come, she got up and went to meet Him. Because she knew He had the answer. If you know where the answer is, why go anywhere else? All healing comes from God. Amen. It reminds me of blind Bartimaeus sitting there on the rocks of the walls of Jericho. And he wore a beggar's robe that identified him as a blind beggar. Sitting in the sun, trying to get a few pennies. And while he was sitting out there in his own world of blindness, he got to thinking. He got to thinking about his life. He got to thinking about the doves that he once had. And he remembered how he used those doves, and they would do tricks, and people would give him money. And he thought, what happened to those doves? And then he remembered that his daughter had got sick. And he went out behind the house, and he lifted up those blinded eyes to God. And he said, "Lord, my baby's sick. Don't take her from me, Lord. I need her. I see the world through her eyes." Amen. She tells me what the flowers look like. She tells me how the sky and the clouds and the shapes that they make. And she brings me such comfort. She's my... Amen. She's my window to the world. Don't take her from me. If you let her live, I'll give you my doves. And you know the story. Brother Branham told it so well. That she got better and he went down to the temple and he sacrificed those doves. Right. And then he got to remember, and it wasn't long after that, that his wife got sick. Right. Yeah. And he went out behind the house. He said, "Lord, perhaps she had the same thing his daughter had. Maybe it was a pandemic. Yeah, right. Maybe she caught it from the child." And he goes out behind the building and he said, "Lord, my wife is really sick. But I need her, Lord. She cooks my food. She keeps my clothes clean. She sets my cup right where I know where it's at. She always puts my fork so I know exactly where it's at. It would be so hard without her, Lord. But I said, today, if you'll let my wife live, I'll give you my lamb. Right. And she got well, and the prophet said, he took the lamb down to the temple and he read it to the priest. He said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to give God my lamb. He said, you can't do that. That lamb helps you get around. He said, here, take this money. Go buy yourself a lamb. But the prophet said, blind Bartimaeus said, I never promised God a lamb. I promised God this lamb. And if I give God this lamb, he will provide a lamb for my eyes. And as he was thinking about a provided lamb, God will provide a lamb. He was thinking, what made me say that to that priest? As he's thinking about these ways of a provided lamb, sitting there, he began to hear a noise. And a crowd began to gather. He said, hey, what's going on? And someone said, it's Jesus of Nazareth, the Lamb of God. He's come. And when blind Bartimaeus heard, the Lamb, that's my provided way. That's my Lamb. And he began to cry out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And someone said, hold your peace, old man. Hold your peace. But he cried the louder. And the Bible said Jesus stopped. But you see, it wasn't his voice that stopped Jesus. It wasn't his voice. He was 150 yards away. He would have never heard that blind man crying out in the midst of all that crowd and all that noise. So it wasn't his voice that stopped Jesus. But it was his faith that stopped Jesus. Hallelujah. And if his faith stopped Jesus, then your faith can stop him tonight. Jesus stood still. They said, he stopped. He stopped. And he's calling for you. Now blind Bartimaeus is left with the same decision you're left with tonight. Either get up and go meet him or sit still on the rock. He had to make the choice, Brother Donnie. His faith had stopped Jesus. Now what are you going to do about it? You see, hybrid faith will do you no good. Hybrid faith, it's faith and fear and frustration and doubt mixed. That's hybrid faith. That's what Satan gave Eve. Hybrid faith will sit still, but perfect faith will get up, amen. No matter how bad it looks, what the situation is, it will cause you to get up. Amen. For faith's got hair on its chest. Faith's got muscles, amen. So he's faced with this decision, Brother David. Either get up and go meet Jesus or sit still on the rock. And the Bible says, casting away his garment. He rose and came to Jesus. He got up and went to meet Jesus, casting away his robe. Because you see, the robe that he wore identified him as a blind beggar. So when he heard the words, the master's calling for you, he threw away the robe because I don't need a blind robe because I ain't going to be blind no more. He saw the lamb and he cast away the blind robe. He was no longer identified as a blind beggar. He was blind. He was more blind than anybody in that crowd. Yet he saw more than anybody else saw. He was blind as blind could be. Yet he had 20/20 vision because he looked and saw a lamb. Hallelujah. Can you see what he saw? He was blind as blind could be, but he saw a lamb provided. Can you rise up tonight and step toward the promised word for your day? Cast off the fear. Cast off the asthma. Cast off the high blood pressure. Cast off the arthritis. Cast off that depression robe. Amen. Cast off. cast it off of you. Hallelujah. That's God's way for God's people. God said, the prophet said, Satan's army brings diseases, but God's got an army that's commissioned to cast him out. Amen. I don't need an arthritis robe. Why do I need an arthritis robe when I don't have arthritis? Why do I need a torn meniscus robe when I don't have a torn meniscus? I don't need a glaucoma robe if I ain't got glaucoma. What is it? Wet degenerative macular degeneration of the eye. I don't need that kind of robe. I got 20/20 vision. Whew, glory to God. I feel like speaking another language right now. Amen. I don't need an arthritis robe. I don't need a glaucoma robe. I don't need an asthma robe. I don't need a robe of fear. I don't need a robe of depression. Come on, somebody. I don't need a COVID-19 robe. I don't need that. I've got a lamb. I've got a provided lamb who's able to secure for me anything that the devil would put upon me. My God's able to cast it off. Hallelujah. God's provided way for us is to go meet Jesus. That's right. That's right, always. When you got sorrow in your home, go meet Jesus. Got sickness in your home, go meet Jesus. Got heartache in your home, go meet Jesus. Hallelujah. You got a need for anything, go meet Jesus. Go meet him. He's got all the remedy you ever need there. He ain't got the remedy. He's got the cure. He's not an essential oil. He is the oil. Amen. God's got a way provided for us. It's to go meet Jesus. Now, friends, I don't believe that Brother Branham just said that because he needed to take up room on the tape. I don't believe that. You may believe that. I don't. I believe if he told us that the remedy or the cure was to go meet Jesus, I believe he was giving us instructions for future events that we would face. What to do when you face these difficulties. To me, him telling me to go meet Jesus was just the same as God telling me, because God was speaking through his prophet. Brother Branham wasn't God, but God was speaking through that prophet. I'm not God, but I believe God spoke through me before. I believe God speaks through Brother Donnie, some of these other brothers. I believe he speaks through deacons. I believe he can speak through a mother. I believe God's able to use anything that God wants to use. So if he told us that the remedy was to get up and go meet Jesus, then why would we sit still in the house? Amen. Amen. Like I told someone the other day, the Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. These signs follow them that believe. Believers don't follow signs, but signs do follow believers. But I told the person, unbelievers don't have them, nor do they believe in them. But believers believe. That's why they're believers. Hallelujah. Then if God provided a way for us, then there has to be a way for us to do that, or he would have never gave Brother Branham the instructions to tell us to do that. Because God is not the author of confusion. Huh? Amen. Then there has to be a way for us to do that in this day that we're living in. So if I was here 2,000 years ago, I said that one time when Jessica was hurt so bad. I've told you that here before. I was laying in the chapel there at Houston Valley Hospital on my face crying out to God. And I said, Jesus, if you was here like you were 2,000 years ago in that body called Jesus, all I'd have to do is touch the hem of your garment. All I'd have to do is touch you. I could go upstairs. I could get the car seat. I could put my baby in it. I could take her home. I said, but you're not here like that, Lord. You're not here in that body. Like Brother Donnie's been preaching, that literal body, the man body of Jesus. You're not here like that now. And while I was laying there, a voice spoke to me so real, Brother Dow, and said, but my bride is here. My bride is here. If you touch her, you have touched me. Hallelujah. Why? Because where is he at now? He is in his people. It's God with us. It's God in us, fulfilling his word. Amen. The super sign of the last day is you. The day that we're living in, if you're going to meet him, you got to know where he's at. He said, a little while the world will see me no more, but ye shall see me. How will I see you, Lord? How will I see you? For I'll be with you even in you. That's the answer. How will I see you? The world won't see me, but you'll see how, Lord, how will I see you? Because I'll be with you, even in you.
Amen.
And oh God, open our eyes to see. He's here now. He's here now. It's not something that's going to happen one day. It's happening right now. Oh, we want to see Jesus, but you can only see Him. You can only see Him in the manifestation of His Word that's promised in the era that you're living in. When you see the promised Word for your day manifested in your midst, you have seen Jesus, for He is the Word. What does manifest mean? It means to make known or to unveil or to reveal. Jesus said, I'm the vine, ye are the branch. The vine doesn't bear the fruit. The vine only purges the branch. The branch bears the fruit. When you go up to a grapevine, you don't say, my Lord, look at that beautiful vine. You say, my Lord, look at the grapes. The beauty of grapes is not the vine. It's the leaves. It's the fruit. His beauty in this hour, it's you. You are His beauty. Oh God, you sisters, when you walk into Walmart, dress like a lady, and thank God that you do. It's His beauty. It's His beauty. Oh, display. Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, the only way that Jesus could speak tonight, it would be through my lips. It would be through your lips. It would be my hands. It would be your hands. It would be my life, your life. Because He said, I'm the vine and you're the branch.
Amen.
He doesn't bear the fruit anymore. He doesn't bear the fruit anymore. He just purges it. His church bears the fruit.
Amen.
And what kind of fruit would she bear? It would be the life that was in Him. The life that was in Him would be in His church. Then that vine would bear the same fruit He bore. Because it's the same life. It'll bear the same kind of life that He bore when He was here. Making Him the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is here in the person of the Holy Spirit. I'm the vine, you're the branches. Amen. It's energized from the vine. And Christ is our energy. Your lips is His lips when you're energized. Your hands is His hands when you're energized from the vine. Christ, the life of the vine of His church. And each member is the branch of His church. Amen. His ministry is in His bride, which is His body. And we are His body on the earth today.
Amen.
Question and answers on the seals. The bride will be the flesh and bone of Christ. Bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh, spirit of His spirit. Then where He is, He's right here with us now. That's where He's at.
Amen.
Just like He said He would be. Then if He's here, why can't we go meet Him? The same one that was on that seashore that woman touched Him in His garment. That same one is here now. He's just changed His mask. Like I was in the store the other day and a man walked in and a woman, you know, people's wearing masks now. And a man walked in. She said, oh, you changed your mask. And I spun around. I thought I was going to shout right there. I thought, oh, that's it. That's it. He's just changed His mask. Oh, God. Oh, God. Make it real, Lord. Make it real. Let's go back. Let's go back to St. John 11 before we close. Jesus said, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto Him, I know he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day.
Amen.
And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world.
Amen.
And when she had so said, she spoke who He was. Showing she had the revelation of who He was. Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which had come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, because she knew she had found the answer. And the Bible said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master is come and call for thee. When she heard this revelation, she didn't go out to those that were in the parlor. She didn't go out to the grave diggers. She didn't go out to the pallbearers. She didn't even go out to the priest who performed the ceremony. But she goes to her kinder, one who had the same DNA. And she got a secret message from the church, because the church had the revelation. She comes to Mary, who's sitting still in the house. She says, Mary, listen. Listen to me. I know you're hurting. I know you have sorrow. I know you feel depressed. I know you're nervous. I know, Mary, you feel like your world is caving in. But Mary, listen. You know, like a secret code word to a secret society, only to the initiated. Hallelujah. Those who are chosen to receive the revelation of the word. They got a secret message that the world don't understand. They try to pick it apart. They try to decipher it. But Mary got the, hallelujah, Mary got the revelation that came to us, that Martha got from the very source itself. She said, listen, listen. As Brother Charlie Torres used to say, listen. He's here. He's here. God's body united as his bride being one. Him and Christ together as the Spirit's working in the flesh of the church like it worked in the flesh of Jesus Christ, because it's a part of his body. Not twain but one. They are one, husband and wife. No longer two but one. And Christ and his body is one. And the same Spirit was in Christ is in his bride, is in his body, that unites them together with all the Word, and God living in there himself manifested. God living in there himself. God living in there himself manifested. All God was, he poured into Christ, and all Christ is, he's poured into his church. He's here. He's here. And as soon as Mary heard those words, as soon as that revelation struck her, you know what she did? The same thing Martha did. She got up. She went to meet him. And if you can catch that revelation tonight, you can do like Mary and Mary both done, or Martha and Mary both done. You can get up and go meet Jesus. For whatever need it is, whatever the need would be, he's here. He's the same. Amen. And Brother Bram said, so many people today that love the Lord, they love the Lord, but they don't realize. You can tell them about it, and yet they can't recognize that he's alive forevermore tonight, that he's here in this church tonight, that he is in the midst of us tonight. Good people that love the Lord, but they don't understand. They don't understand that he is in the midst of us tonight and will be till he comes in a physical, corporal body. Amen. You got heartache in your home? Go meet Jesus. Got a need for anything? Go meet Jesus. Go meet him. He's got all the remedy. Everything there. But Ben said, he ain't got the remedy. He's got the cure.
Praise the Lord.
She went out. And she met him. Why sit ye here? Like the leopards that day said, why sit we here till we die? Let's get up and go in. And when they made that step towards God, He met them. Thank God for every miracle that we have on tape. Great things that God's done in the 60s. I just love to listen to it. I listened to a prayer line the other day. I just stopped the tractor and just raised my hands and just praising God. But I'm so happy tonight to know I don't have to look back to 1965 to see what He done. That I can look in this assembly, and see what He has done in my day that I'm living in now. My Aunt Ruth delivered of stomach cancer. Is that true? Aunt Ruth delivered of stomach cancer. How many people in this building tonight has been delivered of something by God? Raise your hand. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Making Him the reality, making Him the same. The very works that I do, He said, ye shall do also. Oh, we've seen Him do so much, friends. We've seen Him do so much. Amen. Amen. Just the other day, I was up in a place up in north. A boy that come through the line down there had a skin disease all in between his fingers and up his arms and his elbows. Came through the prayer line. He was showing me his hands when I was up there here not long ago preaching. They was just like baby skin. Not a sign of it nowhere. Oh my. Oh my. Like I told you about Jonas Hildebrand. I was talking to him the other day. So happy. I was in a hotel room somewhere. My phone went off. It was like 1:30 in the morning. And Brother Jonas said, it was a text. He said, are you asleep? I said, no. He said, can I call you? I said, yeah. He said, Brother Darrell, came through the prayer line, had so many sinuses operations, they cut all the nerves out of his sinus. Couldn't even, had no nerves to even smell. He came through the prayer line up there last February when we was in that meeting up there. And he came through the prayer line and he called me. He was so excited. He said, Brother Darrell, I was on the way home tonight from church. He said, I smelled a skunk. He said, I smelled it before my wife did. He was just so happy. I thought, you know, praise God. Only Jesus can make a man happy to smell a skunk. That's the kind of God that I serve. That a man can smell a skunk and call somebody at 1:30 in the morning and testify of smelling a skunk. It's His provided way for everything we have need of. Is go meet Jesus. Brother Harry, brothers, come to the sister, come tonight. Why sit we here in the house? He's here. Let's get up tonight and go meet Him. You saw, Brother Darrell, it's social distancing. We're not allowed to lay hands on one another and pray for one another. That's all right. That's all right. He can go beyond hands. He can go right there from the last row to the front row. He's not limited. He's not limited for you coming to the altar. He's not limited to Brother Donnie or me or some other brother or somebody. He's not limited to that, friends. He's here. He's right here with His people now doing what He said He would do. If we've got the faith tonight to step out like that little girl up there in Alaska when I got a call the other day and said she's still sober. She come there, she said, I've tried 12-step program 3 times. I've tried everything, Brother Darrell. I cannot quit drinking. Little 21-year-old girl with a 3-year-old son. She said, I've tried everything and I can't quit drinking. I said, sis, have you tried Jesus? I said, you just give your alcohol to Jesus. Well, I told that boy with meth in Kentucky there on Sunday, addicted to meth. I said, you just lay the meth right here. You just lay it down and walk away. Pick up your freedom and go free. And while I was praying for that girl, she began to scream, I'm free. I'm free. It made the whole trip. It made the whole trip worthwhile to hear that girl cry out. I'm free. Those are the greatest words you'll ever hear. I'm free. I'm free of cancer. I'm free of fear. I'm free of depression. I'm free of this habit that's tormented me for years. The greatest words you'll ever hear. I'm free. And that freedom is here tonight. Just get up and go meet Jesus. What's it? Yes. Amen. It's all right, buddy. Amen. Anybody else has a need tonight? Who'll stand with Brother Ben? If you have a need tonight, if you believe you can meet Jesus tonight, just stand up right where you're at. Everybody in the building tonight, regardless of what it is, He's our way maker. He's our miracle worker. He's the light in the darkness, Brother Harry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you believe? Lord, I believe. I believe, Lord, the way is you. I don't believe, Lord, that your prophet would have ever said this quote if he didn't mean it. Lord, I believe that way to meet you is in this building tonight in your people. Lord, we stand here as a body, as Brother Ben has stood out, Lord. We stand here with many needs tonight, from those afflicted with the virus to those afflicted with fear and depression, to those with lymph nodes and lumps and spots, to those with doctor's reports. But we stand here united as a body of believers tonight, serving a God who is the way maker. And Lord, I believe tonight as we stand here together that there will be many testimonies, because you're awesome.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You're awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
You're an awesome God, Lord. Flow through me tonight. Healing virtue flow through me tonight, Lord. Oh God, I pray for every person standing in this building tonight. I pray for every person in their home tonight who would be standing, God, in their living room or their kitchen or their bedroom or their den, wherever they would be, whatever country they would be in tonight, standing on the promise of your word. I pray for them. May the Holy Spirit flow from one to the other, to the other, to the other, like a great conduit, like a great channel, oh God, of healing virtue. Flow, Lord, through Brother Ben. Oh, Lord, through Brother Bert. Oh, Lord, through others, dear God, who's afflicted tonight. Sister Becky, dear God. Others tonight. Sister Janet, Brother Eugene, God, Brother David Harris, different ones, Sister Wiggins, Lord. Those that come to my mind tonight, oh, God. Flow from one to the other, to the other, for thou art our God. And we step out tonight with every ounce of faith we can muster, Lord. And we cast it upon you tonight. We cast it upon you tonight. We cast off that robe of fear. We cast off that robe of depression. We cast off that robe that the enemy has tried to tie to us tonight. And we claim our victory. We claim our freedom. We claim our anointing tonight through the blood of the Lamb of God, our Lamb that's been provided for us. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight, we cast down, Lord, we cast down our enemy, Satan. I adjure thee by the living God. You're a defeated foe. Come out of the people tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. For the glory of my God, who lives and reigns in the heart of his people tonight. We are the victorious bride. We are the overcomers of this age. Hallelujah. We are your body represented on the earth. We bind you in the midst of our assembly tonight, thou defeated being, in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no backbone. You have no teeth tonight. You're nothing but a bluff. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray at the rising of the sun. Oh, God, may they see the difference, Lord, as the sun breaks over the horizon. God, may they realize that pain is gone, that limp is gone, that fear is gone. May it be the dawning of a new day. God, as I stood there this morning in that backfield and watched the sun breaking over the horizon and heard the birds singing the song of a new day. Oh, God, we sing the song of victory. We sing the song of our God tonight. You dawn on a new day of a new path of health and a new path of freedom, a new path of deliverance, a people who testifies of a living God, the way maker, the miracle worker, the light in the darkness. That's who you are. In Jesus' name. Do you believe it tonight, friends? Then let's sing it, Brother Harry. Sing that song for us. Let's sing it tonight. Let it be our testimony. That's our God. That's who we serve tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you,
My healer, the keeper of my faith. I receive it tonight, Lord. I receive it. never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Oh, my waymaker, my miracle worker, my promise keeper, my light in the darkness.
Gabor, mighty in battle is our God. Oh, our chief, our general, our captain, leading us in the battle. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we bless you.
You are awesome in this place.
Hallelujah. Oh, you believe he's heard you cry tonight? Then just worship him. Just let whatever it was you had need of, just let it slip away tonight.
You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. Standing face to face, I look upon your countenance. I see the fullness of your grace. I can only bow down and say, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. You
bless you, saints. God bless you, saints.
Sing it one more time.
Oh, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. Oh, you are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place. Mighty God.
Amen. He truly is awesome in this place tonight. Amen. I certainly appreciate the word of the Lord that Brother Darrell's brought us tonight. Amen. Let's sing a little bit of this song before we're dismissed. I just want to thank you, Lord, for every time you heard my prayer. This, I don't know what key. We'll try key. Amen. Let's sing a little of this song tonight.
Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord, for every time that you heard my prayer. I just want to
I just want to thank you for all. bless you, Sam.